And one's cost of living is high, standard of living declines. And that is a concern to every trade union everywhere. And one of the factors that is causing the living standard to fall in this country has to do with utility tariffs. Because it's basic. Everybody pays it. Everybody who uses water and electricity in their homes pay for it. And that has direct effect on their living standard. And that is why the union is concerned. And that is what informed our proposal. That as we think about reviewing, we need to take into account accessibility and affordability and reliability of supply. At the same time, we need to look at the plight of the very basic people with basic incomes. And that is why the bottom line we are calling for is that we support government's position about reducing utility tariffs. We are proposing that the reduction should not even be less than 20%. And that is something that we expect the PRC board to consider seriously.
But Dr. Ban, here again is a situation where the utility service providers are also saying that they have problems to reorganize their machinery and replace...
But we have heard that in years. We have had situations where they have justified a 200% increase in utility tariffs in the past, but we did not see any significant improvement in the supply.
You heard a TUC Secretary General, Dr. Anthony Yao Ba.
And on health, the TUC says Ghanaians must be ready to reorganize and fix the National Health Insurance Scheme to benefit the nation. TUC Secretary General Dr. Yao Ba said the union and authority are on the last leg of information gathering in Kofodia to enable them to repackage the scheme. He told George Ankra that so far, workers have contributed enormous ideas which help the authority to reorganize the scheme.
We have been going around. In fact, I'm now in Kokoribi as I speak to you. This is the last leg of our regional tour. And after all these fora around the country, you'll get back to the public on the views of workers on this. All what you have said have come up. And that is the reason why we have to revamp the National Health Insurance. We definitely agree that all of us agree that National Health Insurance must be a priority issue. All put our shoulders on the wheel and get it, you know, revamped. So all the issues we have raised are part of the discussions we are having here and in all the regions in the last 2 to 3 weeks. So, yes, your concerns are valid. Many more concerns have been raised by many workers across. And this is the last one. And I'm sure, you know, what you are saying is not different from what others have said.
So
there are issues. I mean, definitely there are issues about the National Health Insurance. We have to fix it.
So, Doctor,
that is the idea.
Dr. Ban, I agree that we have to fix it because we have a collective responsibility. But how do we dovetail the inclusion of Nigerians, Togolese, Malians, and Nigerians into it? Because they are not paying. How do we address that one?
I say, well, this is one of the many problems that National Health Insurance faces. And you agree with me that all of them need to be addressed. And that is what I have said. I don't think it's one person's view. It's a collective view. Many people have said what you have said. And many more challenges that the National Health Insurance faces. That is why we are going around. Collect views, and the National Health Insurance Chief Executive is with us. He has been with us throughout the country, and I'm sure they have taken note, and that will inform their proposal for revamping the National Health Insurance, including what you have just said.
Let us digress straight to the proposals that you have released as a union for the tariff review. What is informing your objectives? You are looking at accessibility, reliability, affordability, and all that. We are not getting those ones.
You mean Ghanaians are not getting that?
Yes.
And as union, we represent the interests of workers, and workers make a country. The cost of living in Ghana is quite high, and once cost of living is high, standard of living declines. And that is a concern to every trade union everywhere. And one of the factors that is causing the living standard to fall in this country has to do with utility tariffs. Because it's basic. Everybody pays it. Everybody who uses water and electricity in their homes pay for it. And that has direct effect on their living standard. And that is why the union is concerned.
You heard TUC Secretary General Dr. Anthony Yao Ba.